About 25 people rallied Thursday on the steps of Oakland City Hall to speak out against the decision, while some city leaders and a prominent civil rights attorney added their voices to those opposing the mayor's move. Lauren Taylor is a city council member representing Oakland's 6th District. He said the firing stalls the momentum that had been gaining under Chief Armstrong in dealing with some of the department's toughest issues.
We've been making strong progress towards getting out of the negotiated settlement agreement, towards reforming the police department with the transparency, the accountability, et cetera. And we've been making strides in bridging the relationship between community and law enforcement.
Mayor Tao removed Armstrong after first placing him on administrative leave for failing to take stronger action against Oakland police officers who engaged in misconduct, like an unreported hit-and-run incident and a gun discharge in a police elevator. Kat Brooks is co-founder of the Anti-Police Terror Project in Oakland and host of KPFA's Law and Disorder. She said Mayor Tao's decision was justified.
I think it was a bold and courageous decision on the part of the mayor, especially when Laron Armstrong really was acting like a political actor instead of a police officer, riling up the community and literally trying to bully her into preserving his job.
But Oakland civil rights attorney John Burris said Mayor Tao's decision was an overreaction.
I was disappointed that she in fact took that action because I did not think there was a real justification for removing the chief. I read those reports and none of those reports set forth anything that he personally did to obstruct justice, if you will, or to be derelict in his duty. It seemingly is a situation where they thought that because he was a chief, he should have known.
Oakland has struggled to hold on to police chiefs long term over the past decade or so. Armstrong was the city's 12th chief in just the last 14 years. Councilmember Lauren Taylor said the mayor's decision to remove Armstrong was made without community input, and it will be hard for her to regain the public's trust.
It was made by undermining the police commission, the Citizen Police Commission, who is supposed to be the ones overseeing how we review, evaluate, monitor our progress and hold ourselves accountable in the police department.
But Kat Brooks with the Anti-Police Terror Project said Chief Armstrong's tenure was marked by his commitment to protecting officers from public accountability.
What Laron did was preserve a culture of the blue wall of silence, right? And that is the same culture that allows police to beat, rape, profile, target, and harm our communities with impunity.
The mayor and the police commission must now begin the search for a new police chief and must also convince a federal judge to release the city from federal oversight resulting from a series of high-profile scandals. For KPFA News, I'm Max Pringle.